Hello. Hi, this is Alfred from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
1462.
Thank you so much. Just a second. Just to confirm, 14662.
622.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. What is your year of birth?
1965.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
White.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Masters.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president in the United States Congress and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? You will probably not vote?
100% vote.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10 being the highest.
Yeah, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and
10.
10 means extremely motivated. Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community?
Well, national elections, probably zero power. Local elections, probably full power. I don't know.
Okay, let's focus on the change in your community.
Okay.
So how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community?
About 80%, I don't know.
Okay. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or uses of the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you, and allow me to read, strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Regardless of how enthusiastic, I'm sorry, you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it is matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. And allow me to read. Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Does not matter at all.
Okay. Elections for Congress. House of Representatives or the Senate?
It matters a lot.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights.
It does not matter at all.
Okay. The presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. We know people get busy when it comes to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, and allow me to read.
Okay.
Protecting LGBTQ rights. Now, the options are, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. Or no change, I will vote.
Okay.
No, the first one is protecting LGBTQ rights.
I will probably vote.
Now, elections for Congress, House of Representatives, of the Senate.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights.
I will probably vote.
Okay. The presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Let's continue. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
Trump.
Okay. If the 2024 elections for Congress has held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
Republican.
Okay. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated will you be to vote in 2024 elections? And allow me to read. Are you much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated? No change? Somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
No change.
Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard, and allow me to read, a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A. Yes, vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. No, both leaves this protection out of the state constitution. Now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided? How would you not vote? No.
No, I would vote no.
Okay. Based on read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would, and allow me to read, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen voting right protections, give voting rights to immigrants, prevent discrimination based on age, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions.
Yes, it would.
You can choose more than one.
Oh. It would remove parents' rights. It would give immigrants right to vote.
Okay. Now, let's move on to the next one. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortions into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
This is the only issue I have to consider?
For this one, yes. And if you want, I can read it to you once again.
Yes, please read.
Okay, more than glad. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
I would vote no.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated?
I am not motivated.
Allow me to read the possible options. Much more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment, or much less motivated to vote on the amendment.
Much more motivated to vote on the amendment.
Okay. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Now, allow me to read. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
Five.
Okay. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Who should not be able to?
Allow me to read it once again. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Four.
Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
11.
From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
0.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Everybody what?
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Change to drive, you say?
Thrive.
Thrive.
Yeah. T-H-R-E-V-E.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I'm thinking because this question is worded in such a way that
it's okay. Take your time.
Thrive in this country, in this state?
Yes.
Are they here legally or not? Or it doesn't matter?
I'm just reading the questions from the survey.
I understand. I'll say 3.
Okay. The next one reads, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
3.
Okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
10.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
5.
Okay.
Again, it's a poorly worded question.
Now, let's move on to the next one. It is a short statement about Prop 1, and it reads, the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and a sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Now, hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided? Or will you not vote?
No, definite no.
Okay. over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answers did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and the other state and local officers this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I am certain to vote.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And it is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing. Allow me to read the statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allows kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Now, allow me to read Statement V. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parents' consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigrant law. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state's constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
Hey.
Okay. Do you think much more or somewhat more?
What do you mean?
Since you're selecting a statement A?
Yes.
Okay. Now, next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means do you think this is extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10 means to approve it.
10 means you think this is extremely motivating reason to vote in favor.
Oh, in favor. Okay, I gotcha. All right, go ahead.
Okay. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting this protection directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protections for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their positions of power to take advantage and discriminate against New Yorkers.
One.
Okay. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it to whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion's rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
Zero.
Okay. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it hard to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
I'm gonna give it zero because that is very, it has a lot of bias in the way the question is formed.
Okay. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not equally protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment would close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
Again, zero, it's a loaded question. I don't understand why they lump disabilities in there.
Okay.
If you have a separate category for disabilities, I will answer it more honestly. But in this case, poorly formed question.
Okay, understood. Let's move on to the next one, and we're almost there. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protection to the State Bill of Rights. Add this anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive, healthcare, and autonomy. A. Yes, but puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A. No, but leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment?
No.
Or are you undecided?
No.
Okay. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state and local offices, and ballot issues than you were at the start of this survey? And is that somewhat or much likely?
No difference.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Excuse me? 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Am I what?
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age 18?
18, you said?
Yes.
No, I have one 19-year-old.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Right now, more towards Republican.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status?
Fully employed.
Would you say you are employed full time or part time?
Yes, full time.
Okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources? Before taxes, your best estimate is fine.
About 70,000.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Your opinion is very important.
All right, thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.